Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Get ready for this conversation, huh? Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. For instance, who's going to be in the quarterback room every day? But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
216-474-0092. You just listened to a press conference from Kevin Stefanski. Your starting quarterback for what, the first four games of the season? I don't even know what we are right now. For the first four games of the season, just got traded yesterday. He was a guy that took the majority of the reps when he was healthy during camp, which was pretty much the whole time.
Once they got to that point.
Yes, when it was important. He was the guy. Then you turned to Dylan Gabriel and you said, you are the starting quarterback. And he's got one game under his belt. And there are plenty of questions about your current starting quarterback. But only in Cleveland, and this is not a rip because I think it's a question that everyone wanted asked. Only in Cleveland is the first question at the head coach. So what are you doing with Shedeur Sanders? The guy that's been your number three all season long. The guy who's been an inactive for every game. The guy that's been the emergency quarterback for every game. What are you doing with him? Only in Cleveland. Only in Cleveland does this stuff happen.
Can I throw a couple of thoughts out at you?
Yeah, I thought you caught something that I didn't as we were talking in the break, and I'm like, he did not name who the number two is.
All right, well, let me start with this.
Well, hang on, let me say, just before we went to the press conference, I said, I don't think he's going to tell us.
You were right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bailey Zappe, but I don't think he's going to tell us because he's clearly going to buy himself some more time for the rest of the week.
You were right. Yeah. You said that. I thought he'd go ahead and say something.
Yeah.
You were right.
Wait, can we just clip that? Just please, just I need that once a month.
You're gonna put it on your phone, take it home, and play it for your wife.
I'll be like,
you were right.
Hey, honey, dishes.
You were right.
Take the dogs out. Bleep, bleep. Okay, go ahead.
So it's this. First of all, but before we get to the backup schmackup stuff, they called us. Okay,
the Bengals.
Sounds like the Browns were completely caught off guard by that. Can I just throw this proposition at you? The Cincinnati Bengals are still ahead of the Browns in the standings.
Yes.
Bengals have terrific wide receivers. They have a good tight end, Gesicki. Chase Brown was good last year at running back. They have some offensive pieces. Their line stinks. Do you really want to beef up your competition? Now, you weren't playing Joe. You weren't starting him. Didn't sound like Kevin was eager to get rid of him. In fact, I trust in Andrew's decisions. You just gave your competition a guy they'll probably start at quarterback. And in return, the absolute biggest return is that you move up 62 spots in the draft. You didn't get a fifth-round pick. You at the most, move up 62 spots in the draft. That's if the sixth-round pick you give up was dead last, and you move up to the first pick in the fifth round. So you didn't actually get a fifth.
Right.
You moved up at the most 62 spots late in the draft. And for that, you give your opponent that you're trying to catch a starting quarterback.
The only reason you would do that is because you think your quarterback's done. That's toast. Well, That's the only reason you do that.
That very well might be. And I can't argue with this notion. In fact, I think it's probably true. I think Dylan Gabriel probably gives you a better chance to win than Joe Flacco right now. Joe is 1-3. Dylan's 0-1. We'll see. At the very least, Andy?
He should have been at least 2-3 at the worst. Daryl put it best. You got to get over 17 points. I don't care who the quarterback is. Right. Whether I like Joe Flacco or not, whether I think that he played well enough to win, do I think he's better than Dylan Gabriel? Do I think he's better than Shador? Is Shador better? That doesn't matter. They got to get over 17 points. Yeah.
I would think that Joe Flacco should have been 1-2.
I bet Joe gets over 17 points in Cincinnati. Maybe they think he's
got
done.
Better talent.
He does.
Not on the line, though.
He's got wide receivers. Yeah. Well, if he survives. We'll
and
see
Dylan should be 1-0, my estimation.
He should be, yes.
So there's that. This is the one thing that kind of set me off a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
And not in a bad way, but
Will this tape self-destruct?
Mr. It had Phelps? Me going ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Let the week play out, which is exactly what you said. I didn't think that would be the case. Okay, I thought he'd say it today.
Can I give you put that through the UNUS, you know what it is,
ometer? Yeah, but let me finish the
It means let me buy some more time so I don't have to take the heat for the rest of the week because there's going to be people who are upset that Shador is not the number
he
two.
He might not have to answer a question if he doesn't do it until Saturday, right?
Sunday, you mean?
Well, if they name it Saturday, he's not talking to the media.
So Sunday. He talks to the media pregame.
After the game.
Yeah.
So there. It was this, and I said this earlier in the show. We've said this repeatedly. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, we're going to let the week play out, make the decision on that later. We want to set our players up for success.
And you were talking about that before. To me, mm-hmm. Do you want me to interpret, or I think I know how you're going to interpret it?
And then he said late, we want to do what's right for our players.
That goes back to something you said in the beginning of the show about if they're going to start him, they're going to give him the whole week to get ready. As the starter.
Get all the reps. Get all the mental reps. Get all the on-the-field reps. And I honestly, Andy, when Kevin said that, to me it just screamed, Bailey Zappi's your backup this week. And if something were to happen to Dylan, as I said earlier in the show, I read this. You know, we've seen other people write this. They want to give, if they have to make a move, they want to set Shador up for all the success he could possibly have. And that would be giving him an entire week's worth of reps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
And, you know, if you throw him out there and it doesn't go well in a game where he didn't get the reps because he's, you know, he's never played in a real NFL game, you're not doing him any good. And Kevin just said, we want to set our players up for success. You know what? He should. That's good. That's Shador fans need to understand this, in my estimation. That's not treating him poorly. That's helping him. You want to set your players up for success. Andy, he's on the team. They want him to succeed.
I thought what Chris Rose said earlier, you know, people who are saying that, what are they saying about the Browns, about the Browns holding him back or the Browns not giving him a fair deal? Let's not forget.
Everybody else had a chance.
Every other team in the NFL multiple times had a chance to pick him up, and they didn't. They didn't. I do want to get a couple phone calls in real quick. Let's go. I'm going to take one. Nelson and Avon Lake. Go ahead, Nelson.
Hi, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good. Got about a minute.
I can go in a million directions here. Number one, I agree. Bailey is going to be the backup. Number two, Are you guys working hard? Because I heard Kevin say, use the phrase, everybody's working hard about 20 times.
Yeah.
I would hope everybody, I hope everybody is working hard. I know I am. And number three, could this be a sign that Andrew Berry and Kevin are not being good thought partners? How is it possible that Kevin was caught off guard by this move?
I agree with you. Thank you, Nelson. Now, I was trying to think about
Andrew
that.
Andrew Berry might have been caught off guard, too.
Yeah.
If he gets a phone call, hey, you want to trade Joe Flacco? What? Well, let me think about that. Kevin didn't just say he was caught off guard. He said they called us.
I got a couple texts on that one, too. So, all right, let's come back. We will take your phone calls. Again, your reaction to the no reaction of what's going on with the Browns quarterback situation. The only thing we know for sure is that, do we know that for sure? Dylan Gabriel is a starter. Which, can I just assume?
And by the way, there were no Bailey Zappe questions.
There was somebody said something about Bailey in there. I know his name came up once.
Well, his name came up, but we didn't hear any big Bailey Zappe comments.
That he was the veteran in the room. That was the thing they said. 216-474-0092. Again, we'll talk to Daryl Ryder. We'll talk to you when we return. Daryl, where are you? There you are.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Kevin Stefanski press conference just wrapping up. We should have a press conference coming up with Dylan Gabriel very shortly, probably right at the top of the hour. Daryl Ryder is with us. Hello, Daryl, our Browns Beat reporter. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. Good questions in that press conference, my friend. Nice job. But where are we with this thing right now? Because to me, I'm still trying to figure out, did Kevin Stefanski know this trade was going on? Did Kevin have any say in the trade? That was one of the questions I was kind of hoping we might get some insight on. And then who is the number two? Did he lean one way or another? Because it sounded to us like he was leaning towards Bailey Zappe.
Well, where do you want me to start? you asked about four questions.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hit first?
Well, I mean, we're still trying to digest this, too. Let's start with, did Kevin know what was going on?
He did say that Andrew Berry makes those decisions, and he trusts in Andrew Berry. He also said that the trade caught them by surprise, that the Bengals called them and wanted Joe, and it came together very quickly. So I am going to guess no. Kevin did not seem like a guy that was thrilled that his veteran 40-year-old quarterback got traded. That being said, I think Joe Flacco is thrilled that he got traded because he doesn't have to sit and hold the clipboard here. He'll get the play and probably going to play this weekend for the Bengals. So, he did not sound like a coach today. He was thrilled about this move, but also understanding that it's, out of his hands. He can't really worry about it. He's got to focus on, the room that he's left with.
So do you think they said to Kevin, hey, should we do this? You don't think they asked him, do you?
No, I don't. I think that, look, Andrew's the EVP of football operations. He made the decision. He made the trade, and that's the way she goes.
Too bad they had to send a sixth in the trade too, Daryl. That one's like, okay, well, there you go.
I'm not the least bit upset that the Browns included a third-day pick in this trade at all, as somebody who doesn't like third-day picks. So
I get it. But you basically handed your opponent who you're trying to catch a guy they're going to play at quarterback, and the most you can do is move up 62 spots in the draft.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. They're not going to see Joe Flacco in Week 18. They think they'll see Joe Burrow. So I don't think this trade matters materially to whether or not the Browns are going to have to play against Joe Flacco.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, you've given them a starting quarterback in their estimation who might be able to hold down the fort.
Yeah, have you seen that Bengals offensive line?
Oh, Daryl, I'm with you.
It's about as good as the Browns.
Daryl, so. I don't think Joe can play. I think Joe's done. So, yeah. But I think he'll throw it to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Yeah, I don't think that in the grand scheme of things right now, I think the Browns have bigger problems. Other than, what Joe Flacco may or may not be able to do for the Cincinnati Bengals. They've got some other issues here, starting with their own quarterback situation. I have an idea of what I think is going to happen this weekend in the next couple of weeks as far as the backup goes. But
I want to hear, what do you think? But what are they going to do with the backup?
Before that, how about the starter?
Well, it's going to be, well, Dylan Gabriel starting. That's not changing. But
for the weeks ahead?
Yeah, I think that Bailey Zappe will be the second quarterback because they can elevate him from the practice squad and make him QB2. Now, the rule states that your emergency quarterback has to already be on the 53-man roster. Well, who's already on the 53-man roster? That would be Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And Kevin does not sound like he's ready to make Shedeur the backup quarterback. So I think Bailey Zappe will be elevated for the next couple of weeks until the rule expires and he has to be added to the 53 to remain the backup. But I think that that's what they're going to do. And that's the easiest thing for them to do.
Or did they create a space for Deshaun Watson?
No. Did you not listen to what Kevin said when asked about Deshaun?
Does it matter? But listen, does what Kevin says matter if you think he didn't? If he had no say in Joe Flacco being dealt, what's the difference?
The difference is Deshaun Watson is the third rail, and Kevin didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot cattle prod.
He may not have a choice, though.
Yeah, I think that the organization is more than prepared to move on from Deshaun, and I don't foresee a situation where Andrew Berry walks into Kevin's office and says, "Hey, oh, by the way, Deshaun Watson has to be QB2.
What happens medically if they say he's healthy to play?
Well, and that's what I was trying to get at with Kevin because and that's why I asked the question I did because I do feel like Deshaun is trying to force the Browns' hands by putting those videos out to say, "Hey, look, I'm doing the cone drills and I'm throwing the football and I'm doing all these things. Like physically, I'm healthy. I'm in one piece. You know, I can't obviously speak to like." The quality of the play, but like structurally, he's able to like do the job, if you will. And I feel like that's what he's doing by putting those videos out. And then you heard Kevin say, "Yeah, I really don't care what the guys are posting on social media. Maybe I'm the only one." But like, yeah, you are, Kevin, because what that does matter. At some point, I think the rubber is going to have to meet the road there when it comes to Deshaun. Now, do I believe that they want to play in this year? Absolutely not. But, you know, to your point, they're going to have to come to crossroads.
I can't see if he is healthy and is allowed to be physically cleared to play NFL football and they're not. What, you don't think the NFLPA is going to jump in this? You don't think his lawyers are going to jump in this?
You Shedeur him, right? You activate him. He's on the 53, but he doesn't play. That's simple, right?
I get it.
On the active 53, not playing. So
but then you still need another quarterback. So then you're going to dress three quarterbacks and have a quarterback on the practice squad again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see.
Everyone that wanted to argue with me about saying they're going to keep three quarterbacks or four quarterbacks on the active roster, I said it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. And guess what? They traded. They traded Pickett. I don't know how they're going to do this.
They traded Flacco. Half the guys that got reps in training camp are no longer here.
Yeah.
It really was a waste of time to do what they did.
Because they gave away all those reps, right?
Obviously not going to admit that. They're not going to say, "Oh, yeah, we totally, messed up by handling training camp the way we did." They're not going to admit their mistake publicly. But, when you look at it, it was pretty stupid to invest all that time in two guys that, we're approaching mid-October and neither one of those guys are here, right? I'll be honest with you, they might have been better off starting Dylan Gabriel from week one and just getting him ready is a third-round pick. Now, do I agree that that's what should? No, but just, the helicopter view of things, they probably would have been better off just getting Dylan Gabriel ready for week one and starting him than wasting time with Joe Flacco and wasting time with Kenny Pickett. But, hindsight's 20/20.
Was it stupid or was it a plan?
Could have been both, right? I mean, this is all about what's really clear is it's about developing these kids, right? Andrew Berry has a very good rookie draft class. So that really puts a dent in the Andrew Berry can't draft players narrative that's out there. He drafted a very good class here. And it's not just one of those situations where, these five guys are playing. No. These guys are playing well. Mason Graham's playing well. Carson Schlesinger's playing well. Quinshon Judkins is playing well. Harold Fannin Jr. is playing well. Dylan Gabriel did not go out and embarrass himself. I won't say he's playing well, but he at least didn't embarrass himself,
too
right?
Early. Yep, too early.
It's early, but like the early returns on this draft class are extremely positive. So I think Andrew Berry is absolutely going to be safe. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Stefanski realizes he might not be safe. I don't know.
Yeah, I keep walking out of this. If that's the scenario that we're kind of all walking out of that press conference with, it's you wonder, are Andrew and Kevin still on the same page? Are they still thought partners?
Yeah, that I certainly can't speak to that. I mean, you know,
no, but obviously. I mean, Daryl, I don't think you and I have ever really questioned that until we watched Sunday's. When we watched Sunday's game, and we talked about it afterwards, and I was like, man, this is the first time it feels like Kevin just is disjointed with what's going on. And then today you get this press conference.
Yeah. I mean, this was an all-time Browns head coach press conference, right?
Right.
And this is up there. I mean, he said a lot without saying a lot. And this is the first time where I'm like, well, you know, because I've always been convinced that Andrew was coming, that Andrew wasn't going anywhere. But now, I mean, here's the reality. It hasn't mattered the quarterback. It hasn't mattered the coordinator. His offense can't score 17. Can only score 17 points in games. That's a problem. Like, he's got to get that figured out. It is a very boring, in some cases predictable, offense that it's not producing at the league averages. Right? I mean, they you said it on our post game YouTube. Like, the NFL basically gives you 20 points a game, and these guys can't get to 20 points a game. They've lost 14 of 22 games, they've only won four of the last 22, and in only three of those games have they been able to put more than 17 points on the scoreboard. That's a problem. And again, it hasn't mattered who the quarterback has been, hasn't mattered who the coordinator is. And that's something that Kevin's going to have to get figured out here, is finding ways to get explosive plays, get points on the scoreboard, because that microscope that he's under is just going to keep zooming in on that fact, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're losing games because you are scoring points, you're getting explosive plays, you can live with that. But again, he had, what, four quarterbacks last year. He's two deep this year, probably definitely going three deep, right? The only question is, do they go four deep again? And, you know, they're not scoring points, and that's what they're going to have to figure out. But I kind of feel like, just, you know, listening to that press conference today, Kevin gets it. Like, he understands, like, man, you know, it hasn't, you know, mattered what quarterback I have, right? I kind of feel like he's feeling that a little bit with just the way he answers some of those questions.
Can they beat Pittsburgh?
Oh, wait, there's a game this week?
Yeah, there's a game.
Well, they haven't won there in 21 years, if my math is correct. So you're going in with a rookie quarterback making his second NFL start. I'm going to say the odds are not heavily in their favor.
All right, Daryl.
But anything's possible. That's why you play the games. You never say never. But I'm just saying the odds are not in their favor.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need you to go get in that Dylan Gabriel press conference. So go back to work, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to speak to him here probably in about 5 to 10 minutes or so.
All right, and we'll carry that too. So we're looking forward to having that. And, of course, we got to make sure we watch Brownie Bites immediately following every Browns game. Daryl and I break it down, and it's a lot of fun. It's on YouTube, right, my friend?
On YouTube, and then later on this afternoon, I'll have the Daily Brownie Bites, all the highlights from the locker room, and of course, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, where he said a lot without saying anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.